Let's just thank him and be seated tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we thank you right now that you would anoint this portion of your word. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you, Jesus. And ask you, Lord, to break this bread of life that we might understand in its simplicity. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, the Lord is bringing us into a place of basic truth and the revelation of basic truth. How many know that he is making it to where we can really understand it? So God is at work in this hour, teaching and training, trying to get us to the place of the simplicity of the truth, and yet bringing us up into higher and higher realms in him, where he would just hide us away in the clefts of the rock, where he can unfold great and precious revelation to us. But we need tonight to see some basic things. And I can relate to a prophet named Amos. I'm going to get this a little closer. I can relate to a precious dear old brother named Brother Amos. And he is a type of which I had the Lord speak to me. And he shared his name, Amos, with me because God changed ministry in my life. Then answered Amos in Amos 7:14. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, a gatherer of the sycamore fruit. Verse 15, and the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people. And that's just what he has done in my life. You know, he is not just doing it for Marvin, but he would do something very special for you. And you say, who, me? I'm just ordinary Jane out here working away as a housewife. I'm ordinary Joe down here at the shop working away. But the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people. Meaning that as we come here day in and day out and we submit to the very washing of the water of the Word, meeting after meeting, service after service, we learn how to submit and commit our lives wholly under the pastor, under this precious eldership. We learn how to submit to government, to the policies of this precious, precious pastor who has many policies for us to follow of the Word of God. Then we can learn how to submit. And because we're learning how to submit, God is no respecter of person. And though you are not no prophet at this time, we don't know what the calling of God has for you. But I see over here there's plenty of callings for all of us. And one thing for sure right now, he's got for everyone in the church, and this has been brought out at all the retreats that I've been at. And the message is to be an intercessor. One thing that every man here God is calling into is for you to lead out as an intercessor minister. Would you do that, men? Let's see your hands go up if you would do that. Would you submit to that word, I would come into intercession? Lord Jesus, we just pray that the spirit of intercession again come to these men. That they would take upon them the leadership and the responsibility to lead out, Lord, in the high places that you are calling them away to. We believe right now, Lord, that the commission of the intercessor is being granted unto each and every man severally, yes, to each and every individual man. And yet as a corporate body of men, Lord, the spirit of intercession be here tonight. We thank you, Jesus, that you're placing your precious spirit upon every man here, that he would lead out as a father, as a husband, and as a father. He would do his part to lead that precious spouse, his wife, and lead them right on up and cover them with his love and the children, Lord. For each single fellow that's here tonight, we believe he can come right on in as an intercessor. Each single girl, each one of the teenagers can begin to intercede, and our children, if they only will. We just believe that, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so the Lord took me as I followed the flock. In your mundane orders and work, it just would seem that, but God, I just come here and I flop them up and I go out and pound nails in my roof. I mean, as a roofer. Roofers can do that the right way. Just don't pound nails to make holes in the roof, but to fix the roof. I just work in publications. I'm just a teacher at Community Chapel. Boy, that's precious ministry to me. My. And that working in publication would be very special to me too. And working as where in my position, I feel privileged as counselor. But wherever you're at, you can be privileged as a housewife, as a janitor. If you're out there washing windows, if you're out there cleaning out the garbage and getting it away from, we ought to be cleaning the garbage away from everything in our lives. The pollution. Amen. Amen. We don't want any of this pollution to hang around, do we? We want to get all the debris out. Out! In Jesus' name. Whether it's spiritual, mental, or physical. Because Jesus has redeemed us and we completely belong to Him. Body, soul, and spirit. We were purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We completely all belong to Him then. He has redeemed all of us. So I was just following the flock, doing my ordinary duties, and all of a sudden the Lord chose me to go and to do what He'd called me to do. Have you been to a place where you can hear the Lord Jesus call you? You see, you really are important to Him. All the devils in hell that have been lying against you, and all of them, though they were to attack you, they're still, every one of them, a liar. And you are special to the Lord Jesus. Back row, let's see your hands. Come on, wave them to me. You're special. All right, the next row. Come on, all the rest of the rows. Let's wave a wave offering unto the Lord. You're special to Jesus. Wave an answer unto Jesus tonight that I am special. He says you're special, and so that's it. That settles it. You are very special. You are very important to Him. He wants to do a work in your lives. He wants you to know that He cares about you. As an individual, you're very important to Him. And He's still waiting on you, yes. But though you're just out there plodding along, going about your everyday duties, working away, 8 to 4:30, whatever it might be of your hours, whether you've got an early shift, late shift, wherever you're at, as long as you're following the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're coming here and you're submitting, the whole theme of a lot of the retreats lately, God is bringing in more submission to all of us there. And we're learning how, as the wives come, they learn how to submit to their husbands. The husbands, they're learning how to submit to the pastor and to the eldership here. And they're learning how to submit to Jesus. And we're all learning how to submit to Jesus. We're learning how to submit one to each other. Amen? We are learning. And believe it or not, I believe we really are learning how to submit. And so the message is getting home to us. And we don't know what your particular calling is tonight, but Jesus does. And as you're just plodding along, be encouraged. One of these days, if you'll faint not, you'll reap of a beautiful calling that the Lord has for you in a beautiful place of ministry. You might be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whatever, but He's waiting to give it to you if you will seek Him. You don't go seeking a prophet or apostle for some calling. You should find this out on your own vertical relationship. Amen? How many know that's the truth? You don't go seeking people and man for anything that you really want from God. You go to God for what you want from God. And that's that simple. So how about that vertical relationship tonight? How are you plugging in with the Lord? How are you communicating? Are you communicating? What is on the line there short-circuiting your line? How many leaks are in your electrical circuit? How many know that, you know, sometimes you can... I have seen this working as a carpenter myself, that sometimes we'd have a whole string of lights there to light up the work where we was working. The more light bulbs we put on, a whole bunch of them, the weaker the lights got. And you know, sometimes we have this, different demons even still that are latched upon us. And we wonder why we're not really coming into the power of God. It's because it's possibly something like a leech taking the very life out of you. And until you get that thing just knocked off. It has no right. It's squatting there, and it would think it's a squatter and has squatter's rights, but it don't. It don't have any right. No demon has any right parking upon you because you belong completely to the Lord Jesus. He has completely redeemed you. Now you remind yourself of that. And you tell the devil who you belong to. And you tell him to get off and to get out. And when you mean that kind of business, I believe he's going to have to go. I believe that with all my heart. Hallelujah. That is the truth of the Lord. So, the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people. And he did that for Marvin. I had a change came into my life as I began to seek the Lord. He brought about some fasting and prayer. Fasting, yes, it wasn't in a legal manner, in no kind of way, shape, or form. But he just spoke it to me. And as I was in tune with him, he spoke that I need to have some self-denial in my life. And he brought it in the form of fasting with prayer. And this was an abstaining from food, and he took me on a lengthy fast different times in my life. Times when he'd really speak to me. But I wanted to hear from him. And the Lord was teaching me how to have this vertical relationship with him. And as I would begin talking with the Lord, he'd just share times when he'd want me to go on different fasting and prayer. And then I was able to do it easily because he asked me to. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it good when Jesus just asks you to do something and then you just do it? How much easier sometimes, though, he has to keep asking us and sort of run us down. And he has a little hammer, and then he's got a medium-sized hammer, and then he's got a great big hammer over here. And then he's got a sledgehammer. And, you know, he could just use any size he pleases to get our attention. And, you know, he can do it very easily. And, you know, you can't outrun him no matter what you do. You know, as a naughty little boy or naughty little girl try to run away from her dad when she knows he's about to get a spanking, or he knows he's going to get a spanking, and he's going to try to get away. Well, that was the wrong thing to do. He should have stuck around because it just made sure that the daddy was going to give him probably a few more spanks because he took off when he should have hung around. Now that's good educational advice for all of us. We ought to just come closer. When he's chastening us, bringing us into a disciplinary measure, When pastor has some real disciplinary measures he's laying out for us, we should come closer. Because it would, the closer you get to somebody, the harder is it for them to spank you. And if you get real close, well, you know, why am I? It's real hard, and you might miss, even hit yourself. Well, that's all right. Because you love them, and you know, and praise God, it's all because of love. Amen. Glory. But there is a coming closer to the Lord, and even to embrace His chastenings. Glory. And so, how many tonight are endeavoring to seek the Lord for your calling? As we was reading a little earlier here, I believe it was in Ephesians about one calling. The Lord has a calling for each and every individual man and woman for the very specific He has to give that to you at a time when He believes you're mature enough to receive it. But you can be seeking Him and know ahead of time, I do believe, of what your calling is. And He will certainly show you. And He wants you then to know that calling and abide in that calling. And then He will raise you up and He will teach you and He will lead you in the ways of righteousness. Hallelujah. I believe there's some things the Lord laid down. It was over in Matthew 5. Some beautiful statutes. Matthew 5, 3. It will bring you into a place where you can know your calling. And I believe while you're just plodding along, whether you're a farmer or a mechanic, a housewife, a student in elementary to college, to the master's degree, whatever, wherever you're at, whatever your occupation is, God is mindful of you, and as you just keep following along and following the flock and coming together into that unity of the Spirit and the unity of the faith, that one day Jesus is going to speak to you. Say, brother, I need you. Sam, Sally, whatever your name is, Joe, Jay, Matilda, whatever. Now, that's a pretty name if your name's Matilda. Whatever is, Jesus would get your attention one day because you are important to Him. And He would say, I need you. I want you to go submit yourself to the pastor and tell him that I feel this calling on my heart. And I believe He would take you and have you pray for a time till you really know it's from God. And then God would begin to show him and show you. And at about that time, He could send a few others along, whether it's another prophetess or a prophet, and confirm that very word that God has been speaking to your heart. And He might choose you to be a pastor and send you forth as your sent of God in an apostolic way to raise up a church somewhere. Wouldn't that be something? He could do it. If you would avail yourself in prayer and seek the Lord with all your heart. Now I'm talking to all of you. This is not no elite group that I'm speaking to. You're all elite. Every one of you are special. And you've got to know that. Will you know it tonight? You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose. God's purpose. He has brought you here, hasn't He now? Hallelujah. So let's be encouraged tonight as we plod along, working 5 days a week, 40 hours, or whether it's more than that. Some put in 40, 50, 60 hours in a five-day time, or some work 6 days. Some work almost 7 days. Some are on duties and more duties, and they have a continual at hospitals. I've seen it where some have had to go on 7 days because of other staff was sick, and they asked for somebody else to come in. So wherever you're at tonight, as you're following along, as Amos here. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, and the Lord would say unto you, as you're faithful, you shall inherit the land. You shall eat of the good of the land if you're faithful. Those who are rebellious will turn aside and God will choose someone else. And we don't want to be rebellious. That's a bad demon. That's a bad one. We don't want to be rebellious anymore. We want that all out. And we want to be completely obedient and submission to the pastor, the eldership, and all of these here that are in authority, as they really do look out for your soul. And they're praying for you and holding you up to Jesus and covering you with their beautiful prayers. Hallelujah. How many are thankful tonight? Thankful for Jesus. Glory. So here in the Beatitudes, I want to give them to you as qualifications for anyone that's really called. Blessed are the poor in spirit, in verse 3, Matthew 5. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So as I follow the flock, and as you come to the house of the Lord, and you just begin to help yourself day in and day out, coming and being faithful, Jesus is watching. Some of you right now are on the review stands to be picked by God. Are you aware of that? I don't know if you are. Some of you are aware of it. Others are not. The Lord is looking around. He's got His eye on some special people that are coming up into maturity. They have subjected themselves to the basic training, the advanced training. They have been here when the doors have opened. When the doors are closing, they're still here praying and interceding. They're around these altars. They're faithful. Some of you find it's even hard to go on vacation because you would miss it so much. And yet it's needful at times when you get away for a vacation. However, Jesus does not go on vacation. And so we are thankful for that tonight. Meaning that though we go on vacation and have a need to go on vacation, many times for a rest and to get alone, a wife and a husband is very valuable at times for them to get away and just have a beautiful vacation and go on that beautiful time of a honeymoon again. Very necessary. And I believe God is still saying to us here at home, when we're all here, and when we're here, to be punctual, to be careful, and not take anybody for granted. Let's come to the place where selfishness is going to cease. How many would agree tonight that selfishness has got to quit? We're tired of this selfish mannerisms. We're tired of a selfish self. So we want to see this crucified. And that's your part. Your part is to bring that unto crucifixion, that it might die out, and Jesus within you come forth in all His beauty, in all His splendor, in all His majesty. Will you let Him come forth? For those that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, those that are merciful, they will obtain mercy. And here it says in the 8th verse, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And then we're coming into an hour here where we're going to know verse 10 in this hour, in this last hour, in this end time. But blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Our pastor has already had lots of this happen to him and been accused falsely and hurt many times. And I believe that we still need to hold him up, that the Lord Jesus would continually heal him and bring a complete healing. And we need to always be praying for him and holding him up to Jesus. But we see that Amos was just a type here of you and me. Just another precious, ordinary person. And God just suddenly seen the goodness of God and the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God down in his heart. And he just began to reach out. Say, this is a man that pleases my heart. And I believe he's bringing you and I into a relationship. Such a beautiful relationship. A love relationship. Taking us out of the living room into the loving room. How many will go there with him? You really want something from God. So you want something and you're going to begin to... Thank you, brother. You're going to begin to seek him in the place of the bedroom chambers where it's a love relationship. God is calling all of us into that higher place. This is a love realm that he's bringing us on up into. He's already taking our pastor into these beautiful high, high places. And so because of that, we are able to follow on. We're able to go as far as our leadership goes. This has been the common ruling most always, that we will go as high as our leadership goes. That's why our pastor and the eldership all need your prayers so very, very much that they be lifted up into those high celestial places. How many are going to really, this week again, let yourself know that there's many here of the elders and our pastor and myself, we really need your prayers. There's been times when we have felt the attack of the enemy because I know for sure that there was a slack off of prayer. And I'm just saying I love you, but oh, how I need your prayers. Jesus knows that. Our pastor needs them so much. Sister Barbara, every one of these precious elders out here, all of these here that are in staff, now they need your prayers. Oh, let's be busy. Busy. This is part of the following on of the flock. As I followed the flock, I followed him on to the house of the Lord. I don't know of a better place that you and I could gather together in, except at times when he sends us out on retreat. And then that's a special place. And then we can obtain from Jesus. And he can gather us together there and do a real unique work there too. God is looking out over this crowd tonight. He's looking out and he's reviewing every one of your lives. And as I said before, some of you he's picking for pastors. Others he's picking for teachers. Anointed teachers of that fivefold that are gifts to the church. He's looking for them. He's looking for the evangelist. Are you out there? I'm sure you are. Some of you don't know that who you are really yet. Some of you are coming into that prophet and prophetess company. Some of you are carrying some of this mantle upon you already, and we can tell. Others possibly will come on up into an apostolic work. And I just believe that Jesus is reviewing every one of your lives. Did you hear me? I do believe that. And I declare it tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is reviewing you. He is looking out over this every one of you and every one of your lives into your hearts. He knows you. We don't know, but He knows, and that's all that counts. And as you have that vertical relationship, day in and day out, just begin to love Him and let Him love you. And take time out to pray and pray and pray. Are you? How much time are you really praying? Are we really praying? See, the Lord is really examining our hearts and our motives, isn't He? He wants us to avail ourselves to much more prayer. We see that the men of God of former years, that they just prayed and they prayed and they prayed until God heard from heaven. And there was an Azusa Street revival. There was a great outpouring because someone went to prayer. And they stayed on their knees. And they interceded and they interceded and they interceded and they interceded until God heard from heaven. And He did heal. And He just came in an abundance of His love and glory and anointing. So I believe that I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was just a herdsman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit, that every one of you could be as Amos here. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and He called me into that place where He wanted me to be. And that's my paraphrase. He's going to call you to that place and anoint you in that position where He so chooses to do. How many tonight would just stand to their feet right now and say, Jesus, I want to come into that relationship with You to where You can speak to me, where He said, my sheep know my voice, and they'll follow no other. I wonder if there's every one of those here that really mean business with God would raise a hand to Jesus. Say, I want to know what You have for a calling for my life. And I want every one of you that have that hand up right now, that you would begin to believe God to speak to you, whether it's in the night season, in the day season, whether you're on the job, He can speak to you there. And when you're off the job, when you're studying, students, wherever you're at, if you're down on your knees, which is a beautiful position, or on your back, another beautiful position, to where you're crying out to God with all your heart. And God is going to speak to every one of you in His own special way. Jesus, we just come together right now. We believe, Lord, You are going to have it that every one of these that are raised their hand tonight to say that I want to hear from God, that, Lord, You're going to speak to their hearts, because the hour is late, and You have said to redeem the time, for the hour is late. And we believe, Lord, that the harvest field is white with harvest tonight. Lord, You're waiting for those who You could send forth into the harvest. We pray, Lord, there would be a quick maturation, a quick maturing for every one of these, Lord, that are truly coming to You with all their heart. They mean business now. We believe right now, Jesus, that You would speak to them in these times. Draw them away. Draw them into that secret closet place. Draw them alone, Lord, with You. Bring them to that place, Lord, where they're willing to lay down all and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. At any cost, whatever the cost tonight, Lord Jesus, we believe You would do this for Your very, very precious people. Lord, we're just going to praise You now, and we're going to believe You to do this beautiful, beautiful work in Jesus' name. Let's just thank Him for it. Hallelujah. We're going to close as we praise Him tonight here. And we're going to close now. No wonder if there's someone here that has something in closing as a song you'd like to bring. Hallelujah. Let's just praise Him for a little bit. Let's thank Him that He's going to speak to you. He is mindful of you. Just hear it. He's mindful of you. One way that as we're following on to know the flock, or to as we're following with the flock, following on to know the Lord Jesus Christ, as just one of the sheep of the flock of God, and as we're busy here about God's business, and He will speak to you, for He really, really loves you more than you know. He wants to express that great love to you. And I just open the altars up to you right now that you'd come and avail yourself and seek Him with all your heart. And don't be denied until you have wrestled with the Lord, with the Lord's angel. Until you have heard from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we have some of the singers to come and lead out for a while here around the altar time? We'll just close now in Jesus' name.